A couple weeks ago, the weather broke, and I went out to the yard. When I got outside, I knelt and brushed the grass with my hand. I felt sunlight, gentle breeze on my face. I heard birds chirping. This was my first time outside since 2012. I had to find a place away from everyone else and wipe the tears from my eyes. Grass, wind, and direct sunlight didn't exist at the Ohio State Penitentiary. Prisoners there go years and even decades without direct contact with others, without grass, wind, or direct sunlight. And recent policy changes there make the isolation and deprivation even harsher. Policy changes that violate the hierarchy's own law and the conditions that provoke several prisoners to hunger strike. Prisoners with no other recourse are starving and maybe dying, only asking the prison officials to do what they claim they do. And the irrational prison officials refuse to budge, even if it means letting these desperate captives die. Some context here. OSP is Ohio's supermax. Prisoners there spend 23 hours in perfect isolation, afforded only an hour of recreation in the shower. Prisoners are cuffed from behind and escorted by two guards when taken to recreation cages, to the shower, and back to the cell. These recreation periods provide for the only real social interaction, because prisoners can talk through plexiglass indoors or through caging in the outdoor recreation area, which is a large cement enclosure with a fence for a roof. Because of a recent stabbing of a guard by a prisoner with a long history of stabbing guards, OSP has now canceled use of these outdoor recreational facilities. Now, because of a recent stabbing of a guard by a prisoner with a long history of stabbing guards, OSP has now canceled use of these recreational facilities, essentially turning the hour of recreation into a 24th hour of isolation. This policy change does nothing to make guards safer, but it eliminates the hour of human interaction, a restriction that doesn't conform to the hierarchy's own laws and constitution. Consider, we know from all available data that long-term isolation, like at OSP, mangled the minds of captives. After just a year, prisoners demonstrate less social ability, increased aggression, and irrational anger. Reasonably then, these increases in isolation will result in more aggression and more anger. By prison officials' logic, since years and years of mind-breaking isolation created a prisoner who continuously stabs guards, the solution is to increase the isolation that foreseeably leads to increased irrational anger. In other words, the solution to the problem is more of the problem. In addition to the recreation changes, OSP has also eliminated programs and religious services to a large segment of the population there. Beyond the unconstitutionality, these changes are particularly bizarre when we consider that, according to Warden Jay Lowdown's own mission statement, prisoners prepare for lower security and for release through programming. So, without the programming, the new plan is to take the angriest and most maladjusted prisoners, most in need of programming, subject them to conditions designed to make them angrier and more maladjusted, and withhold the programming that prison officials feel could help make them less angry and better adjusted. That leads to fewer guards getting stabbed. A guard suggested in an online exchange that OSP prisoners should prove they deserve program. What do I know? But aren't prisoners supposedly sent to OSP because they need programs? I mean, by the prison system's narrative, don't the prisons claim to serve public safety? And wouldn't that mean that prison officials get paid for employing a strategy to make bad people better? Not a deliberate process for making bad people worse. OSP is now doing openly the exact opposite of what their job is. They are deliberately making supposedly violent and aggressive captives more violent and more aggressive, while withholding everything they believe could make the captive less violent and less aggressive. That serves public safety how? It's incredibly revealing that OSP prisoners are starving and dying in a desperate effort to compel prison officials to simply do what they say they do. Prisoners are starving and dying, hoping to persuade intransigent and irrational prison officials to restore programming and privileges that might slow down their transformation into monsters. It's even more revealing to prison officials, hell-bent on turning captives into monsters against their will, would rather let those people die than reform their monster factory. Call Ohio Governor J. Wild Kasich at 614-466-3555 and demand that he terminate ODRC Director Gary Moore. And check out links at SeanSwain.org for what you can do to support these hunger strikers. I think we need a national boycott of Ohio's tourism industry until OSP is closed for good. I brushed the grass with my hand the other day for the first time since 2012. I saw the tremors as my hand shook, a symptom of 18 months of isolation at OSP. I found a quiet place to cry. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility at Lucasville. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org. To find out more about the hunger strike and support prisoners at OSP, you can attend the upcoming demonstration on April 14th at 3 p.m. at the ODRC building in Columbus, Ohio. Or, if not in Columbus, organize a solidarity event, letter-writing party to contact prison officials or the hunger strikers themselves, or the upcoming and to-be-determined protest at or near OSP in Youngstown. More information will be available at lucasvilleamnesty.org.